This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Tom Appel, who's the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And we're going to talk about the awards, the 2019 Best Buy Awards put out by the folks at Consumer Guide Automotive, and it's going to be an hour that you're not going to want to miss. Telephone-wise, if you'd like to chime in at any time throughout the hour, we are available at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go to the guest lines. Joining us just outside of Chicago, it is my pleasure to bring forth the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, our good friend, Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how are you doing?
I am very well, thank you.
Why don't we begin by explaining to folks about what you do every year with these Best Buys. Tell us a little overview and tell us a little bit about the logistics.
Yeah, that's a great question. Over the course of the year, the editors of Consumer Guide evaluate on-premises about 150 different vehicles. This gives us an excellent look of everything that's available. And what we do towards the end of every year, preparing for the next year, is to pick the vehicles we in every class that we feel are the best picks for consumers. So we've divided that up into 22 different categories. We try to pick one, two, occasionally three, but we really like to keep it to one or two vehicles in each class that we think is truly outstanding. And the things we look for are dollar value, general feel. We're really concerned about how a car rides and drives and how quiet it is and just how well it serves its purpose. If it's a midsize sedan, can you put people in back? If it's a compact crossover, do you have the utility and space in back? Plus, is it parkable? Those are the things we look about. Very consumer level, very basic stuff. Our four editors vote on that. It takes us about a day or two and a lot of pizza to come to our conclusions. But there they are.
Back with Tom Appel and Bob Long. Tom, are you with us? Looks like we had a little disconnection problem, but things are looking up, and looks like we're back in business with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Hopefully we didn't lose Tom during that momentary digital connection loss that happened on my end from my humble studios to Master Control just outside of Minneapolis, and we're doing our best to get everything back to normal. I have a feeling producer Mackenzie is busy working on another show in another studio, and meanwhile we had a disconnection with me, and we had Tom Appel from Consumer Guide on the line, and I was hoping that he just stayed where he was, but evidently he did not. Well, this is going to be an exciting hour that you're not going to want to miss. The 2019 Best Buys, and we're going to go over each and every different category that Consumer Guide picks Best Buys, and there are some ones that you would expect category-wise, and there are a few that our surprises. So we'll look forward to not only talking about the best subcompact, compact, and regular car, but also sport utility vehicle, also performance vehicles, talk about convertibles, talk about family car. And that's something that, we all can relate to. Telephone-wise, if you have a question anytime throughout the hour, the telephone is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we will be joined by the man who is our go-to guy when it comes to things mechanical and to lubrication in particular. Our in-house mechanic here will be joining us, and Dan Watson will be along for hour number two of the broadcast on many of these Auto World affiliate stations. In hour number three on many stations, we will be joined by two gentlemen from the Automotive Aftermarket Charitable Foundation. It's that time of the year that folks are doing their last-minute gifting as far as giving money to charities to be eligible for inclusion in their 2018 taxes. So we're going to tell you about the Automotive Aftermarket Charitable Foundation. It's a great group of folks, and they do a wonderful job. Also coming up in the third hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who's an expert in the realm of electric vehicles, and he believes that 2019 is going to be the year of the electric car. Now, between you and I personally don't think it's going to be the year, so to speak. California just announced recently that they sold their 500,000th electric vehicle. That's more than any other state. That's a lot of vehicles, but that's a lot of years, and that also includes hybrid vehicles. And all you have to do is think about pickup trucks, for example. Ford's best-selling Ford F-150 pickup range, and the number sold in a given year is about that, 500,000 across the country, and that's one of more than 200 different choices of new vehicles that we have at our disposal at various dealerships across North America. And as I often say, this is the golden age of automobiles. It truly is. A lot of people look back to the 60s and 50s, especially in the performance car realm. They think about the 60 muscle cars and how fast they were. And of course, it came into the early 1970s before we saw a dialing back of high performance and a shift towards fuel economy and emissions with the introduction of OPEC and the introduction of catalytic converters and many other things. So we saw a huge dip in performance, but nowadays you can have it all. You can have your cake and enjoy it, too. I mean, the fact that in many households that are fortunate enough to have a Corvette, there's usually more than one vehicle in this fleet, and usually the Corvette is the fuel economy winner, which is hard to believe that you can get in a base Corvette close to 500 horsepower and get 30 miles to the gallon on the highway. And not to mention the fact that we have a lot of great performing electric vehicles as well. The Tesla series of vehicles, including their top-of-the-line Model S, can be had in many different guises, including one that gives you extra power, gives you all-wheel drive, and gives you four electric motors, one at each wheel, which will catapult the Tesla Model S from 0 to 60 miles an hour in complete silence in the threes, which is very, very fast. We're going to see if we can get Tom Appel back with us from Consumer Guide Automotive. I'm Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World. Thanks so much for being here.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMS oil throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMS oil's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We got our systems all tuned up and ready to go here. We had a little technical malfunction on my end and it threw off our great guest, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Tom, are you back with us now?
I am indeed.
Excellent. Let's talk about these best buys for 2019. Let's begin with the best family vehicle and what an important category this is.
It is, yeah, and we look at all of them, and one of the things about that award is it's probably going to be a minivan every year. That's not necessarily the case, but it is this year, and we went with the Chrysler Pacifica, including the Pacifica Hybrid, which is an impressive vehicle, but we like it just generally because it really represents the evolution of the minivan. It is now very much, when properly equipped, a luxury vehicle. You can use the plug-in hybrid version and can go basically gas-free during the week if you drive fewer than 40 miles. It's just a great vehicle overall, but a wonderful highway car, a wonderful vehicle to stash the whole family in. Yeah, we're big fans.
And I know you've had some personal experience taking one on a trip with your family.
Absolutely did, yeah. We took the family to Denver from Chicago, which is quite a haul, and averaged almost 30 miles per gallon on the highway. This is in the non-hybrid version. Generally impressed by the lack of fatigue when we got there, the upright seating position, which is something we find in all minivans, but the general quietness, the ride quality made it a really great highway car.
Let's move into cars, beginning with subcompact cars. And as you write here in the story, this was not that long ago that we thought of vehicles in this class as being entry-level vehicles or even cheap vehicles. But today, in 2019, that's not the case.
It's not the case. And if you're interested in a vehicle in this class, you might want to do something in the next couple of years, because this class is probably going to disappear. Customers are flocking away from it to subcompact crossovers. But in this class, we like three vehicles. We like the Hyundai Accent, the Kia Rio, which are mechanically related, though distantly, and the Kia Soul, which has just been redesigned.
And that Kia Soul definitely has been the hit of the so-called boxy vehicles. And even recently in Los Angeles, they announced several new versions of it. So the Soul keeps on pumping away.
It does, yeah. And we're crossing our fingers for an all-wheel drive version, something that would be very popular up here in Chicago.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about premium compact cars and compact cars. Why don't we begin with compact cars?
Yeah, in the compact car class, a couple of interesting things here. We've got the Honda Civic, which is just a great balanced small car. It's one of those cars that you can feel guilt-free about driving, but it's all sorts of fun to drive. Good room in back, great room up front, fun to drive, peppy, fuel efficient. There's nothing there really to complain about. It's just a fantastically balanced overall vehicle. We also love the Volkswagen Golf Sport Wagon, which is an incredible little car. The Sport Wagon is one of the last station wagons you can buy that isn't a premium vehicle. Still available with a manual transmission. It's fun to drive. You can still do a base version for around $23,000 or $24,000 if you're careful with the options. Heck of a nice car. And then sort of a surprise car that snuck up on us this year, but we all loved, all our editors agreed, is the Honda Insight. That name is making a reprisal. It arrived last year, but this is a car that's based on the Civic. It's a little bit bigger. It's entirely different inside and out, styling-wise. But this is a small hybrid vehicle that, in our care, we're seeing almost 50 mpg driving.
Wow, that is very impressive. Let's talk about the more expensive end of the compact car class, that being the premium compact car.
Yeah, premium compact cars is an interesting class because there's a lot of competition here, but that competition gets expensive in a hurry, and that's one of the things we sort of shy away from at Consumer Guide is with price elevation. But one of our favorite vehicles in this class is the Audi A4, available with Volkswagen Audi's excellent 2-liter turbocharged engine. This is just a nice size vehicle. It's not too small. It's garageable, but it's all sorts of fun. It feels like a European sports sedan like it should, but the prices are not crazy at the entry-level side.
And certainly, like you say, this is a highly competitive category, and there are some unusual offerings in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a Lexus IS, which is an interesting vehicle, the Mercedes-Benz C-Class, all really good vehicles, but the prices do climb.
Yeah, they do. When you get into some of those German-manufactured vehicles and start checking those boxes, you're definitely going to notice it hike up the price significantly, but be aware of it if you're looking at those vehicles. Let's continue our discussion of cars with Tom Appel from publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We're talking about the big awards just announced recently by Consumer Guide Automotive. We started with the family and subcompact class. Now let's move into midsize cars, where there are two different categories, just plain midsize cars and premium midsize cars. Tell us more, Tom.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll start here with the midsize car. And it's nice to see two old favorites back in this class. Things have changed up over the years, but for 2019, we're picking the Honda Accord and the Toyota Camry, which also happen to be the best-selling vehicles in that class, and for good reason. The Accord is probably as good as it's ever been and probably the best car ever in the midsize sedan field. It's a shame that category is shrinking because the Accord is just so darn good now. And the Camry still has that great build quality feel to it. You get into it and everything just seems tight and built like it should be. And the interesting thing about Camry now is it's one of the last vehicles in its class, one of the last midsize sedans, that you can still order with a V6 engine.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's shrinking as well as we see more and more manufacturers going towards high-strung turbo four-cylinder engines, which certainly do get the job done. Let's talk about premium midsize cars. Here's another busy category.
Yeah, and this is, again, a situation where Consumer Guide, our editor, is driven a little bit by price, but also by what we think are have to do with the missions of these vehicles. And we think two diametrically opposed vehicles. One is the Acura TLX, and the other is the Lexus ES. The Acura TLX is a little bit on the small size for a midsize car, and it's especially sporty. And if you're looking for something that you can put people in the back seat sometimes, and you want to have a lot of fun with that car, and you really appreciate strong value, the TLX is your car. It's really fun to drive, and really driver-oriented. The Lexus ES is almost the opposite. It's much more spacious. It's much more refined in terms of quietness and ride quality. It is just an incredible highway cruiser, really well built. It's really quiet, and it's a strong value, too. You can still do one for around $40,000.
That's not bad at all when you stop and think about the history of the Camry. This vehicle is by far the most athletically looking vehicle and the sportiest one that they've done so far to date. And as we see a lot of cars kind of evolve over their lifetime, let's talk about large cars. This used to be a category which was at one time very popular here in the United States. As a matter of fact, at one time it was some of the best-selling vehicles were large cars, but nowadays there aren't that many available.
No, there really aren't. I think that this category is going to continue to shrink. We know, for example, that the Chevy Impala is going to be going away at some point in the fairly near future. But our picks in this category are the Buick LaCrosse and the Toyota Avalon. These are very similar cars with different characteristics to really like about them. But the Toyota Avalon is very much, and I don't think that Toyota even pretends that this isn't true, a discount version of the Lexus ES that we just discussed.
Absolutely.
Really good value. If you're looking for a car to put four or five adults in, really like quietness and just general.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
On Fox News Sunday, incoming acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the president's decision to withdraw troops from Syria, suggesting outgoing Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was not the right man for the job.
This is not something that was done sort of at the drop of a hat. The press has been working on this for 2 years. So it's unfortunate that it came out the way that it did, but this was not a snap decision. And it's not a surprise to anybody because it's exactly what the president said he was going to do.
And on CNN's State of the Union, Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul praised the president's decision to get out of Afghanistan.
You get these generals and they'll say, oh, if we bring the troops home from Afghanistan, that's precipitous also. It's like we've been there 17 years. How does it become precipitous?
Patrick Shanahan is the man President Trump has named as acting defense secretary as Jim Mattis leaves on January 1st. He's currently deputy defense chief. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Thank you very much for being here. Tom LaPelle joins us in this hour of the broadcast as we do what we do with him every year, talk about the Best Buy Awards. It's for 2019. We're up to, hard to believe that we're on the brink of the 2019 calendar year. But we've been talking about cars so far. We're also going to be talking about crossovers and SUVs, pickup trucks and electric vehicles and sporty and performance cars as well. But we're wrapping up our discussion here of large cars, and we'll move into premium large cars, as you were saying, Tom, before that hard network break at the bottom of the hour. The picks in the large car category include some things like the Impala, which is most likely going to go away, but also includes the Toyota Avalon, which is you were wrapping up your thoughts about that. So tell us a little bit more about your thoughts on the Avalon.
Yeah, the Avalon, and this is one of those things that I don't even think Toyota would argue, because I think most people know this, is really sort of a discount version of the Lexus ES, and it's not much of a step down. It shares that vehicle's general refinement, though the cabin isn't quite as nice, but the price is better too. But for people looking for just a very traditional sedan with great room and comfort front and rear and great highway and long distance comfort, that's the way to go. For similar reasons, we picked the Buick LaCrosse, which is an entertaining vehicle. Entertaining is the wrong word. Interesting vehicle. Still available with a four-cylinder engine if you want, or General Motors' excellent 3.6-liter V6. All sorts of room up front for the tall. This is just a good vehicle for big and tall folks, but great room in back. Like the Avalon, it's a good highway car. It's also available with all-wheel drive, which is a great feature for folks north of the Snowbelt.
And absolutely a great choice. coming back from the break, we were playing a song talking about Cadillacs, and Cadillac's CTS is one of the Best Buy winners in the premium large car class. Tell us about your thoughts about the class overall and some of the players and winners.
Yeah, actually, it's the CT6, not the CTS, Bob, and that's our pick for a number of interesting reasons. Every car in this class is really interesting and compelling for some reason. You have the Mercedes-Benz S-Class, you have the BMW 7 Series, you have the Genesis G90, for example, the all-new Lexus LS, which is a very nice vehicle as well. The Cadillac comes to the top for us for one particular reason, and that's its entry price level. It's available with Cadillac's 2-liter turbocharged engine in a very hesitant to call it a base version because it's extremely well outfitted, but in four-cylinder form, it's a compelling car that you can do for under $60,000, which is something you can't do with any of the other Clarins in this class.
No, this is a class that can get quite expensive very quickly, and I'm beginning to see more of the CT6s out there on the highways and byways, which is always a good sign. It looks like it was kind of a little bit slow coming out of the retail gate, but that seems to have improved significantly, at least just from my head count.
Yeah, I think they're doing a little bit better now. I think sales are still a little bit disappointing, and I believe this is one of the vehicles that we're eventually going to be saying goodbye to.
Let's move into one of my favorite categories, the sporty performance cars, and we'll talk about the regular ones if we move into the premium, but some great buys here, and what a great opportunity for folks when it comes to performance in model year 2019. It comes in so many different flavors.
Yeah, this class does not command a lot in the way of sales, but we had three picks, and for, I think, fairly defensible reasons. We have one pony car, one pure sports car, and one hot hatch, and those cars are the Ford Mustang. That's our pony car pick, and really love that car for a bunch of reasons, basically because it's just a blast to drive, and still available with a manual transmission in almost every trim level, so that's a wonderful thing. Also, it's incredibly roomy. For big and tall guys, with a fairly useful back seat, which is something that you can't say about the Camaro. We also picked the Mazda Miata, which is the opposite. It's not roomy at all. once you squeeze yourself into that, you know why you picked it. That is probably one of the sweetest shifters on the market, and it's just a blast to drive. It also picked up some more horsepower for 2019. And finally, the Volkswagen Golf GTI, which is just a pure joy to drive. Big and tall people fit very easily. The 2-liter turbocharged engine is a joy to rev, and the car is incredibly functional with all sorts of space in the hatch.
As we move up in price tag, we move into the premium sporty and performance car category. What were the choices there?
There are so many choices in this category, but they're all incredibly expensive. And a car that we always want to honor in this particular position is the Porsche 911. But Porsche has really repositioned that vehicle so that it's hard to do one for under $120,000 now. And that's why the Corvette always rises to the top of this class for us. It's a vehicle that if you can find one properly equipped, you can do for about $60,000, though you can go with a Grand Sport or a Z06 and then spend a whole lot more money off if you wanted to. But even in base trim, this is an incredibly rewarding vehicle to drive.
Absolutely. And if you're fortunate enough to be shopping in that category, again, as I've said many, many times, this is the golden era of performance and fuel economy all together in one. And boy, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, 0 to 16 5 seconds was considered world class. Nowadays, we've got multiple vehicles doing 0 to 60 in the twos and threes, which is just a hoot for an arrested adolescent like myself.
Absolutely.
Let's move into the next category, which is crossovers. And for those of our listeners who may not understand what a crossover class vehicle is comprised of, why don't we talk a little bit about that definition, Tom?
Yeah, and we argue about this a little bit at work, for example, but a crossover is a vehicle that generally benefits from elevated seat height, elevated ride height in general, a hatchback, four doors. You know, and you have vehicles that aren't quite exactly fitting that definition. Like, we consider The Subaru XV Crosstrek. I'm sorry, the XV is gone. Now, the Subaru Crosstrek, a crossover, though it's probably just a compact wagon that looks like a crossover, but we think people cross-shop it in that category, so we go with it. But you have more traditional vehicles like the Ford Escape is an excellent example of what a crossover really is. It's four doors, it's upright, you have the ride height, you have the snow, the potential snow handling ability if you go with all-wheel drive. That's a crossover.
Absolutely, and let's talk about the subcompact crossover SUV class. As you alluded to earlier, this is one of the hottest segments as we continue to see more and more manufacturers put vehicles in this class on sale and remove the car equivalent. This is just growing by leaps and bounds, this along with the premium side of the subcompact crossover SUV market.
Yeah, we have three vehicles in this class this year, and we think that eventually these vehicles will be replacing sedans and hatchbacks in the same class. But our picks this year are the Honda HR-V, the Hyundai Kona, and the Nissan Rogue Sport. The HR-V is a traditional pick in this class. We've always liked it. It's kind of spunky. It's kind of fun to drive, and it does some great things with cargo handling ability, where the rear seat can be folded up or folded down, but it's possible to put a bicycle across the back of the seat if you fold the seat correctly, which is very handy for a lot of people. The Hyundai Kona is a new entry in the field, and it's surprisingly likable. It's refined. It's one of the lower ones. It's a little bit more like the Subaru Crosstrek we talked about than upright like the HR-V, but nice vehicle. And then the Nissan Rogue Sport is such an interesting vehicle, and it tends to blur the size between subcompact and compact, but it's one of the few vehicles in this class that has real rear seat legroom.
Very good choice, no question. Let's talk about the premium subcompact crossovers and SUVs, and again, no shortage of players in this category.
No, there are so many players in this category, and all the manufacturers are trying to get in there in a hurry. One of the newer choices is our choice this year, and that's the Volvo XC40. Anyone familiar with Volvo crossovers built in the last couple of years know that these cars are just really fresh feeling. They've got huge monitors, view screens to handle your infotainment activities. Beautiful interiors.
Absolutely.
I think they may have replaced all of them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard? We're coming at you live on great radio stations around North America, all over the world, via the internet, gcnlive.com. Tom Appello is with us. It's our annual Best Buys, the listing of winners for the calendar year 2019, and we're talking about the subcompact crossover SUV class, both in regular form as well as premium form. And once again, there's just so much to say here, Tom. The premium subcompacts, there's some great choices in there, and as you were saying, there are some that have some wonderful interiors at a not so out of the ballpark price.
Right, yeah, and our pick this year, exactly, Bob, our pick this year was the Volvo XC40. And when we're picking a premium vehicle, we do consider what people are looking for in a luxury vehicle. And the Volvo XC40 is flat out gorgeous inside. I think in some ways, Volvo may be challenging to Audi for interior trim in terms of quality and design. But beautiful car, very nice handling, very, very great ride. It's not as sporty as something like a BMW X3 or the Mercedes GCA, but GLA, I'm sorry, forgive me. But it is surprisingly roomy. If you're light on the options, it's relatively affordable, and it's good on the gas, too.
And if anybody would like to check out the listings that we're talking about here on the show, what's the best thing for folks to do, Tom? Just log into consumerguide.com?
Yes, actually, that's the best place, consumerguide.com. On the left-hand side, there's a tab that says Best Buys, so you can check out all the picks by category.
And we've got a lot of categories to go through yet, so we may have to do this in two-part section with Tom live. But let's continue in the crossover category, crossovers and SUVs. We're up to compact. Again, this is a busy playing field.
Yeah, and this is now officially the hottest selling passenger vehicle category, just blazing hot. And the two of the best selling vehicles in the country are in this class. But our picks in this class are the Mazda CX-5. We like that one for its general sporty demeanor. It is just all sorts of fun to drive. It feels very buttoned down. And what's interesting too is that newly available is a turbocharged 2.5 liter engine that makes this even sportier still. Our other pick is the Nissan Rogue. The Rogue, not a sporty pick exactly, but it is incredibly space efficient. Base prices are very attractive. But it also, with a redesign, a serious freshening a couple of years ago, became far more refined. Nissan probably is the most effective manufacturer of CVT drivetrains, and then the transmission in this doesn't feel like a CVT, but you do benefit from the fuel economy.
Yeah, they've done a wonderful job of refining that over the years, even putting in some artificial gear changes when there actually is no gear change in a CVT. But this is the one from a manufacturer who knows what they're doing when it comes to CVTs. The
folks
at Nissan really do it quite well. Let's talk about premium compact SUVs and crossovers.
Yeah, we've got two picks here, and like a lot of categories, they're slightly different. We have the very sporty Acura RDX and the more luxurious and high-tech Infiniti QX50. The RDX was redesigned last year, and it's just a sporty car. Gone is Honda's delightful 3.5-liter V6. It's been replaced, like we see everywhere, by a 2-liter turbocharged engine, but that 2-liter turbo from Honda works, and it's very sporty. The Infiniti QX50, which is a new entry in the premium compact arena. Interesting because it features Nissan Infiniti's VCT, that's a variable compression ratio turbocharged engine. And interesting that they didn't tune that strictly for fuel economy. It's just it's wide range of power. The torque curve is very broad. It's very refined. The fuel economy is good. Interesting car, but very nicely finished.
Well, we've covered the subcompact categories and the compact categories. Let's talk about midsize crossovers and SUVs, and you guys had a lot to weed through with this.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars in this and a lot of interesting new entries. Mazda CX-9 has been seriously updated. There's the all-new Volkswagen Atlas, for example, and they're all really good. But we went with a couple of traditional picks because they're still awesome, and that is the Honda Pilot and the Toyota Highlander. And like so many other categories, the Honda leans towards being slightly sportier and the Toyota slightly towards being more refined. Both great vehicles, good use of space, functional third rows if you need to put more than five passengers in the vehicle. And both are really good highway vehicles, though if you're going on a lot of long trips, I'm leaning towards the Highlander.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Let's talk about premium midsize crossovers. This is another area with a lot of great vehicles.
Yeah, a lot. And one of the things that drives in this category is price. And one of the strongest values is the Acura MDX. It's also one of the sportiest, at least sportiest in base form. But it's mechanically similar to the Pilot. But what you get there is just a midsize crossover that is surprisingly fun to drive with the typical expected crossover traits, good passenger space, good highway capability, and again, strong value if you keep it, you know, more basic.
And let's move into the realm of large SUVs. There was a time when they sold an awful lot of these, but actually they still do sell an awful lot of these, and some of these names are going to be quite familiar to our listeners.
Yeah, this category is interesting in that there are fewer entries in this category, but the prices seem to be climbing because people will pay the price. And this year we went with a vehicle that isn't, it's a strong dollar value relative to the other vehicles in the category, but we're surprised by the price. And that's the Ford Expedition. It is very refined. It is now powered exclusively by an EcoBoost 3.5-liter V6. But the vehicle is big, it is refined, and if you need that kind of size and you need that kind of towing capacity or passenger space, this is a great choice. We used to have the Dodge Durango in this class. It's a vehicle we still like just because it's a little bit smaller, and it's a very interesting player in, I think, its own size class. But the Expedition is so good that displaced it this year.
Yeah, I can see why you went with the Ford. It certainly brings a lot of good stuff to the table. Let's talk about minivans. We've already touched on this category briefly in the Family Vehicle Overall Award, but how about in the Just Plain Minivan Award?
Yep, and that is the Chrysler Pacifica. Our family vehicle is always chosen from the best buys we've already picked, and that's how we came to pick the Chrysler Pacifica. And again, this is just pretty much the ultimate development of the minivan. It's just very refined. Prices have climbed a little bit over the years, but you can still do a Pacifica relatively affordable at the entry-level side.
Let's move into trucks with the compact pickup trucks making a huge resurgence. And of course, we've got Jeep's Gladiator not that far out, another less than a year, and we'll see another entry in this marketplace.
Yeah, we have three picks in this class, but really two mechanically. The Chevy Colorado and GMC Canyon, sort of twins. They're mechanically similar, though the GMC is slightly upscale of the other. And the Honda Ridgeline. Another vehicle in this class. But if you're looking for something more traditional, we like the General Motors. That's the Chevy Colorado and the GMC Canyon. The Ridgeline, it's surprisingly not selling well, and we don't understand that because it's the most car-like of these vehicles. But if you needed to put stuff in back, you needed the all-wheel drive capability, the Ridgeline's a fine vehicle. It doesn't quite have the capacities of the other vehicles, but most people don't need that capacity.
Yeah, that's so true. And it offers so many neat features, you know, everything from for tailgating a subwoofer in its a speaker in its pickup truck bed and lots of other cool features. So I have thoroughly enjoyed my time behind the wheel of the Highland, of the Ridgeline, and you can see why you've honored it, as it has been honored over the years by many different folks. But this second generation is a whole lot better than generation number one.
No, it really is. It's also better looking. I realize that's subjective, but the first one was kind of weird looking. But as you mentioned about features, it's also got the excellent cargo bed storage well. And I cannot remember the size of that, but it actually serves the purpose of a trunk.
It certainly does. Lots of surprises in that vehicle. Let's talk about large pickup trucks. This is a highly competitive category with some new players in the mix, and I thoroughly agree with your picks.
Yeah, for 2019, we have the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra, and we've got the Ram 1500. The Ram, almost unbeatable for refinement now, really a luxury-level class. And we really love the powertrains available in the GM cars, the GM pickups.
And next time you're with us, we'll talk about electric vehicles. But in the meantime, Merry Christmas to the Appel family, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Well, Merry Christmas to everyone else, too. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour.
This is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25 plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.